Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is the 10th of January. We're just rolling along into this new year, 2019. It is Thursday, and it's also Dream Team Thursday, and I have a ton of dreams, so I have to get started. I'm going to do them in the order I got them, so I'm going to start with this one. It's an anonymous dream. Hi, Nadia. I have a dream for the show. Please let it be anonymous. I had a dream about a man with a psychotic disorder. He was in prison, and me and a couple of other people were watching him from a glass window. Somehow he ripped another man's mouth. He was very calm and cruel. In the next dream scene, two men, the psychopathic man and me, were standing in a restaurant having ice cream. I tried to warn one of the people in the restaurant to stay away from the psychopath, but I think I was scared to do anything. I remember how the psychopath was really good looking, but the emphasis was on his illness. I felt like I couldn't fathom the depth and the character of the psychopathy in this person. Also, I felt like the term narcissist wouldn't be enough to describe the coldness of the man. That's all I got. Hopefully it's enough. Thank you. Looking forward to the interpretation. Much love. It's funny that since I did that show about the people, I got two dreams. One, I didn't even read the whole thing. It was just at the very end, and it may be an anonymous one, so I can't say who wrote it right now until I read it, because I don't like to read them. But someone fell asleep during the time I was doing that show and had a similar dream. It's interesting, but it's something that we need to talk about, because we need to recognize and be aware of what's around us at all times. When we are out in public, when we are meeting new people, when we are inviting people into our lives, we just need to be aware of who that is. And now that we have more markers, we need to use those. So either way, in this dream, the cool thing is that you were aware. And the fact that you are aware of your surroundings, that even if someone is good looking, they may not be okay, that you need to ask questions. You need to know who you are around and who you are with. And noticing that even if someone is good looking, you need to know, we'll have dissected and gone through and had like these robots, you know, analyze their facial expressions while they were lying, but they were like doing an interview or something. They weren't, you know, just standing there fake lying. One thing that a lot of them had in common were they looked nothing like we would expect somebody who didn't possess a conscience look like. And usually when people do look like that, sometimes you find out they're not like that at all, and it's weird. But, you know, pay attention to paying attention. We have a lot of going on now with mental illness, people medicating or not, people knowing if they are or not, people being able to act like they're normal. They have to find out what that feels like. Like one of the cases, the man that killed his family, his wife and his two daughters, and the way he buried them and everything he did was just off the charts, conscienceless, no conscience at all. And what he was looking up was not, well, he looked up, when should I say I love you, because he doesn't have that natural instinct. But he also looked up, how does it feel when you love someone, because he needed to know what to behave like didn't even know how it felt. He wanted to know, how does that feel? Even though when people said he met his wife, he was head over heels in love with her as well, because if there's narcissistic tendencies in someone, they value you, they value you, they value you. And if they value you for a long time, you don't know what's underneath them. And he was that, he turned out to be a covert narcissist. It was underneath, but all his behavior was learned on how to act like other people do it anymore. Once he started, once the narcissistic cycle goes through the devaluation process, where now they go from loving you and now you fell off this pedestal and they hate you, and then they hate you and hate you and hate you. They demonize you. They start talking about you to people. It's a system. And in his case, he just wanted to erase them. He didn't know how to get rid of them. He didn't even want to deal with them, to break up with them, his whole family. He just wanted to go on. And then he was able to take it another step. But in this dream, as spooky and disturbing as it sounds, it's letting you know you're aware of what's going on around you. And you don't even have to see him rip someone's face off or rip another man's mouth and see him that he was calm and cool. But you know that someone can do that and maybe not be okay. And if you ever do meet someone, anyone that, let's say, is in not just in this dream, but anybody, if you are young and you're doing like those dating apps and you say, let's meet at a coffee shop and get to know each other, because in texting, you can't see facial expressions. You can't see anything. Texting can really take you into another place. And then you're so excited about meeting the person, thinking you know them. Meet them in a very crowded place so that when you leave, you can get lost. Don't ever just leave, especially if you're a girl. Never, ever just leave and go straight to your car from a really quiet place where they see your car, see you, know where you're going. You know, let it be somewhere where you can get away and the person has no way of reaching you otherwise in the first, you know, meeting or couple meetings. Or try to meet him, invite him to go out somewhere with you and your friends or something like that and get to know them like that. So, really just it's awareness, huge, huge awareness. And you are quite aware. You're paying attention to a lot of details. But it's very important that we know the personality in life that no longer possesses the conscience, because it's showing up a lot. Okay, so now I have a second dream. And let's see if this one, I'll just read it. If it's not anonymous, then I'll tell you. Nadia, if time, I'm hoping you could interpret this dream. This dream is so different for me. By the way, today as I listened in on the show, I fell asleep. So the podcast I'm listening to in the dream is the actual live Tuesday show. In the dream, I'm in a dark packed, quiet library or bookstore, and I'm trying to find a spot to sit on a chair or the floor, and that's how many people are inside. It seems as though they're all fairly young, like in their early 20s. Finally, I find a spot to sit on a couch. People, and I cannot emphasize this enough, are everywhere. They are even leaning on the walls. Someone even tried to take my spot before I sat down, but with my butt, I gently pushed the person to make room for my perfect ass. LOL. Okay, I had to throw a joke in there. Anyway, back to the dream. I opened my book, and in the middle, I noticed your ironic image for the blog talk show. In the center fold is a volume wheel, so I turn it, and the show turns on, and it's really loud. The room is so quiet, and now everyone is listening. No one is complaining. I hear someone grunt, so I try to lower the volume, but it doesn't move. The volume wheel seems to be broken, so I leave it. We listen to what I believe is the show's ending. I get up and take my things. I look and finally find my glasses. Then all of a sudden, I'm holding what seems to be my son's toddler seat or a backpack, but I somehow understand that I have to hand it back to the librarian or whoever's behind the desk. As I'm walking out, I feel a tug. I turn and this young woman is trying to snatch the toddler seat and backpack away from me. I pull back and now we are in a tug of war and no one is letting up and no one is intervening. Everyone is playing us no mind, is paying us no mind, like this happens all the time there. I keep pulling and the young woman is strong and is not letting up. Finally, she falls back, but the strong grip is not letting go. She pulls the toddler seat backpack up to her mouth so that her fingers are close to a biting range. Oh, wow. I quickly notice that what she is trying to do, and I yell, "You bit my fingers. I will pull." I'm sorry. I will pull off your nose and other parts of your body you didn't think possible. I'm sorry. This is funny. She sits on the floor, relaxes, but still holds on to my chest. And back, her face seems tired, so I ask her, "Now, why couldn't you just ask me nicely, like, hey, are you done with that?" From what I remember, the young woman smiles, so I get up and leave the toddler seat backpack with her. I go to the desk, and it's packed. The lines are full. I look because I have to speak to someone, and then I wake up. Nadia, thank you so much in advance for interpreting my dream, and much love your way, Eliana. Well, thank you for a good laugh. I couldn't even make it through the whole thing without laughing, but that was absolutely funny to me. But what a dream. First of all, you did dream the radio show because you were listening. Has that ever happened to you where you fell asleep during it, actually heard the whole show, not just radio? It's happened to me with television. I remember I was listening to a PBS financial show. I used to be a stockbroker, and I was listening to the show, and I actually fell asleep while I was listening, and I somehow, whatever was said in that show at that time, was ingrained in my head. And I remember waking up going, I get that now. I understand that economic cycle in our system. It was all about different economic theories, but this was actually taking those and analyzing them with cycles. And I remember thinking that and how much it helped me at work. So it's interesting, but the funny part is that how silly we are and can be over something that we could just ask for. A violent dream. I think you wrote in the bottom, Nadia, LOL, I believe this is another dream about you. And it probably, you know, it was because you were listening to the show. But when you fight with someone, and this is the biggest part of your dream, actually, is when any of us have a disagreement and we fight first, whether we're arguing, pulling a backpack or car seat with someone in a library or bookstore, whatever it is you had in your dream, it would be nice if we could just say, well, wait a minute, you don't need to fight me for this. Do you want it? Now, take that thought and build a bridge to a conversation you're having with anyone in your life, and you could see that they're really mad and they want to come at you. Or you're really mad and you want to go at them. All this dream is telling you is at the end of it, you could laugh. That nothing is so bad, so hard, that you cannot deal with it. Even in a crowded place, even if no one is there to assist you, you can deal with it. The woman smiled. She smiles. You get up. You give her the seat. How could you get mad at anyone who smiles? If I'm upset, I'm not going to be able to smile, right? Any of us. We're upset. We can't smile. Like really mad. But, hey, you know what? I'm really upset right now. We can say that. And then if the other person says why, you can tell them. These ways of dealing with things, with people, have to be reinstated in our minds. Because people are getting in fights. They're just hitting. And what you saw in your dream was the other side of the argument. Trying to hurt each other, and whatever you said about pulling noses, whatever that was absolutely hilarious. But at the end of it, she smiles. What happens? It breaks all the energy. All that darkness, all that weirdness, all that what the heck. You couldn't ask to you. We didn't have to do that. There's a lot of unnecessary issues roaming around our lives that we could just bypass. We don't even need to have them. So pay attention. And if anything is going on in your life that you are upset about, anything, know that the solution is easier, way easier, when you just can ask questions, 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 questions. First anonymous dream, go out, meeting people, ask questions, because we don't know who anybody is. Stating the obvious, do you want it? Don't you? You don't have to go through the whole anger scenario. Even when you yourself are really mad, really angry, you can come up and say, hey, you know what? I think this something here just happened. Let's talk about it. Person may not want to if they did it, but let's talk about it. So now I have another dream. And this dream was from Liam on my page. And it said, I just woke up from something that disturbed me. I'm on a road with my dad, a dirt road, and I pulled the handbrake and the car went flying into the sky. As we were in the sky, the car had gone, but we were in something moving through the air. My dad's expression, as he knew he would land and get hurt, was interesting. Then we landed, or he landed, on his side, and I was protected. We bounced up and landed again. When I got off unharmed, I went over to my dad, and his arms were like they had no bone in them, and they were so broke. Then I saw his hand had gone, but I saw it moving itself in the dirt, detached from his body. He started to cry, oh no, then woke up. I feel a fear in my chest as to what this means. Your help is appreciated, Nadia. Actually, it isn't what you think it is. When you have a dream like that, in your mind, somewhere, you've interpreted that you have hurt your dad. You've interpreted it in your own mind. You feel that you've hurt your dad. And somehow in this dream, it happened physically so that you can see that you think you have hurt your dad. And that it was all you. You're the one who did it. Whatever it was. Believe it or not, and I know this is going to sound funny to say, parents always know that no matter what their children do to them, they will always love them at the end of the day. We fear that our parents don't love us all the time. And yet they do without question, whether they say it or not, they have love in their hearts for their children. Even if they disagree with them, even if they're mad at them, think about anybody who has a child or is a child, at the end of the day, our parents are always there if we need them, for the most part, unless there's like people are estranged. And even then, that stuff is hard because it's not allowed to be something somehow in our psyches that we can just pretend I never had a kid and never talk to them. But we may perceive that they're mad at us, or that we've let them down, or that they've let us down, or whatever it is that goes on. What you dreamed was you wanted to prove somehow that now you can really get mad, because now look what I did. And even with injury, you go to your dad to help your dad, and your dad is upset of what happened, but he will be okay. This does not preclude that something is going to happen to your dad. This is just your mind. Remember I told you guys about what we call nightmares and our brain taking out our trash? So this dream was you facing the fear of the fact that you may have hurt your parents or they may have hurt you, and it's releasing it. That look, you will help your dad even if you were the one driving the car. The love is there. Even his hand was still alive, even though it was detached, meaning there's nothing you could do to take your dad down. He's hurt. You can't do anything to take him down. And in retrospect, he can't do that to you either, because everybody has a will to live. But the love is what's there. Even though fear, doubt, worry, control, guilt, all that stuff was in your dream, that, hey, you're the one doing this, because there's a self-blame aspect in here. But that aspect tells are gruesome. In the other dream, they were funny. And I guess that other dream was Eliana. It didn't say about Anonymous, but in Eliana's dream, I couldn't stop laughing because of her details. And in your dream, they're sad because your level of hurt is releasing itself, and it went pretty deep into, wow, and then I did this, and then I did that, and then his hand came off, and then, part by part by part. But it didn't kill him. And that's the whole nuts and bolts of your dream, is that even if anyone gets hurt along the way in life, kill each other, we grow through each other. And you get to see that. Dreams aren't here to inflict greater fear. They're here to release that fear. So when you look at that dream as releasing your fear, it takes on a completely different meaning than, oh man, I had this dream and this happened to my dad. Now what if it happened? Even when I had a dream that my dad came to get my mom, and he actually really did, and I didn't know, and I was like crying, and I woke up and my whole face was wet. He didn't come to me. Scary. It's what he said that scared the heck out of me. But in that, I knew she was okay. It was me who wasn't going to be okay. It was me who was going to miss her. It was me who had to deal with losing her. And this dream is telling you, you haven't lost your dad. Your dad may get mad. He may cry, oh no. He may not know how to deal with certain things. But he's there. He's your dad. He will always get in the car with you. He will always want to be your dad. I never met anyone who's a parent on earth who said, parenting is easy. And I met a lot of children who go back to how they were parented, and I say children, and if your parents are still alive, you're a child to somebody. But you're okay. You are releasing your fears of not being loved in this dream. It's actually a very beautiful dream. A beautiful dream. Appreciate your dad. Just send him love wherever you are right now and let him know that, wow, thank you for loving me no matter what. Because that's where your dream is. I have another dream. Dream theme Thursday question. This one is from Susan. Last night, I had a dream about me writing a modern fairy tale about a Japanese-Chinese girl who grew up in Mongolia and China and then moved to Tokyo at the age of 11. I woke up with a vivid image of her in my mind. Her name is Ayego. So I started writing this morning a flow of stories, all told by Ayego to me. Oh, wow. It's interesting when we have a dream that's, I call them next step dreams. You know, you have a dream idea or ideas start to formulate in your mind. And then you wake up and you know what to do. They're like directional. And it's just like this sentence about, I had a dream about a girl and she did this and she did that. And I woke up and I took it to that step. I paid attention to that dream. I honored that thought. I looked at it as a sign. I created a story about her. A lot of people who design, who are studying, who are learning, their ideas formulate when they're asleep, not when they're awake. I had a meeting yesterday. There were two meetings with the same person, and they were about 3 hours. In those conversations, one of the men I was referred to had a dream about me a week after I met him. And what that did for him was solidify his next step. It was a directional, a next step dream. So when you have dreams that kind of give you an idea that you are either thinking of or formulating in your life, or, you know, God, I wish I could do this, or I want to do that, and then you see it happen in your dream. You see it from beginning, middle, and end. You kind of know what to follow, even though it might not fit into your life today. Find a way to fit it in. And those are the next step dreams. So if you start writing and you start getting this flow, sometimes dreams like that or ideas like that will take it a step further from being a dream to actually waking you up, and you waking up in the morning, and then you start writing, like almost automatic writing, like in the middle of the night. And that's how I wrote, actually, Origins of Truth. I would go to bed with whatever was going on in my life, and at 1 or 2 in the morning, I would just wake up and type. I couldn't even see my computer half the time. So those are next step and directional dreams. And I don't know if that's a formal name, but that's what I call them. And that's what you had. So I hope I got you guys. I hope it helped. I will see you tomorrow on Questions Friday. Love you guys to pieces. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.